Well, it's a general fact of history, and I find it a pleasant one, that eventually the truth always comes out. And recently we've had just a slew of new evidence coming forward that is showing us just exactly how damnable the Democrats are, the Uniparty, all these bad actors who are literally ripping apart the American fabric. It's coming out and it's being made known. And for all the ugly little details that we are finding, I find it to be somewhat anticlimactic because of the simple fact that we already knew what really transpired in the last several years. We know a whole lot more, for example, about what went down with the man-made pandemic, with the so-called vaccine program, the messenger RNA shot, which I absolutely assert is a bioweapon. We know that this is doing much destruction. It's killing many people. And in a case or multiple cases of true justice, we are actually finding a lot of the doctors, the medical doctors, scientists, politicians who advocated strongest for people getting the shots, they have died. They have suddenly died. And that kind of poetic justice, you know, I feel bad for these people. I don't wish them harm, but it is a very powerful testimony to the world that all of their lies and deception and propaganda certainly profited them nothing, but it has harmed a lot of people. And that is why I wish to continue to expose the new damning evidence that is before us right now, showing us that we were not at all conspiracy theorists. We were, in fact, observing what was happening, putting together the pieces of the puzzle, and coming to a logical, reasonable conclusion that these people who we have been calling absolute nut jobs are not nut jobs. They're not crazy. They are evil people who are determined to do their best damage, and that damage is to destroy America, to destroy the American empire once and for all, so that they can proceed with a global regime to rule the world, to oppress us all, and to eliminate the great majority of us. That is what they aspire to do. Well, welcome to Unity Without Compromise. Dr. Steve LaTulip here, and I am so glad you could join me for this episode. I'd like to begin by just talking a little bit about the January 6th committee. We now have evidence that recently has come out showing that the public was grossly misled. That's a nice way of saying we were lied to. We were completely deceived and led down the primrose path. But we found that through a congressional report that was released, they absolutely lied to us. Now, how do they do that? Well, the select committee, we know now as a fact, was designed simply to promote a political agenda. And that political agenda was to cover up the stolen election of 2020. They wanted to throw us off and make us think that maybe something else was going on. And therefore, Nancy Pelosi and her little rodents in Congress refused to appoint a minority Republican choice for that so-called select committee. They chose whoever Nancy Pelosi wanted. And that, by the way, we know included Liz Cheney, who was the vice chair. And that was an illegal position for her to be in since she was not a part of the minority group in Congress. But Nancy Pelosi chose to violate the basic rules that were established in Congress, and that was simply because she knew she could get away with it. Remember that they have completely put aside the Constitution. They do not follow the rules. And so because of this desire to deceive and this commitment to not following the rules, the committee deleted certain records, despite using some of these recordings to propagandize all of the people through the media and then delete the files so that there was no trace of evidence that pointed to their corruption and their deceit. And so we know that the January 6th Select Committee was not a legitimate committee. It was a propaganda arm of the government. And it was used in a very, very deleterious way to persecute the American people who ultimately were denied their right to vote. Your vote, my vote, did not count in 2020. And but, you know, this is the evidence. But what surprise is it? Really none. Somebody of this evidence showed that Hutchinson's testimony, you know, about Trump lunging at the steering wheel of the SUV driver, that was just a made up lie, completely fabricated. And of course, that testimony drastically changed by the first hand testimony from the SUV driver who said, no, that did not happen. But nonetheless, the lies stuck. And they tend to do that. And that's why they put them out there. But the Select Committee also colluded with Fannie Willis to prosecute Donald Trump. Now, that's really not a nice thing to do, especially because we see Fannie Willis now going all out, fully determined to prosecute Donald Trump. And she has made great progress, despite the fact that she has completely discredited herself. It's almost as if it does not count. The Fulton County DA now faces a potential contempt of Congress proceeding after allegedly failing to fully comply with a subpoena to produce records related to her office's use of, or let's call it misuse of, federal funds, right? Well, so what? Okay, another subpoena, another investigation. Will she comply with it? Well, she may or she may not comply with it. And will that matter? Probably not. It doesn't matter in the case of Hunter Biden, right? He's not complying with any of their demands. He is a law unto himself. And I think we are finding that Fannie Willis really has been empowered to further discredit herself and further deceive the American people, because she was not disqualified for lying to the court or for her conflict of interest in prosecuting President Trump or for her improper romantic involvement with her little boyfriend, destroying another marriage, or for election interference, or for anything. The Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee, who I think is a spineless coward, says that Willis could remain on the case against Donald Trump if she fired her little boyfriend, Wade. Now, this is a travesty. What we're seeing here with the J6 committee, with all of that involvement with Fannie Willis, is nothing but a charade. This is just a Hollywood show put on for what? Our entertainment? No, for something far more evil. It may be a Hollywood facade, but we've got a tremendous amount of fallout from this. A lot of victims, including the J6 hostages and all the other victims who have suffered crimes against humanity, against themselves, their family. They have been wrongly imprisoned. They've been tortured. They have been deprived basic necessities of life. They've been labeled as terrorists and insurgents. All for what? All for practicing their First Amendment right. And now more recently, we find that the CIA has been deployed. They deployed several teams, in fact, of their personnel domestically to the Capitol January 6, 21st debacle. We found this out through text messages recently obtained from Judicial Watch via the Freedom of Information Act. Wow. So the CIA, who was designed to investigate foreign criminals, foreign spies, were complicit with the FBI to illegally spy on American citizens. Now, that spying on American citizens is the FBI's job, right? And they're doing a great job of it. They are listening to all of our communications. They are putting us on their bad boy list if we raise a hand or a voice against all of the indiscretions, all of the lawlessness that they now pursue. But we have evidence now that two of these CIA bomb techs were assisting with the pipe bomb scene on New Jersey and D Street Southeast, which is where these bombs were supposedly being placed. And we have a text that says that several CIA dog teams are on standby. So the CIA was assisting the FBI, who were working together with the Capitol Police, with Nancy Pelosi, with Chuck Schumer, and all the rest of the illegals who are actively trying to overthrow our government. Now, put it all together, what does it come down to? Well, it simply comes down to election interference. All of the evidence against Donald Trump, for example, is very weak at best, right? It is all one-sided. There is evidence galore of two-tier injustice. That's all we see anymore. We know confidently that Fannie Willis will face no punishment for her lawless indiscretions. It's just the way it is right now. Liz Cheney is going to face no prison sentence for her treason. And you can be sure that Nancy Pelosi is going to die in a drunken stupor before she's ever sentenced for any high treason. She's just not going to pay for her crimes. We know that. This is the way things are. So the question is, what is all this new damnable evidence going to accomplish? What is it going to avail? Can we crack the nuts who are seeking to destroy America? This is the question that must be answered, and it's going to be answered very, very soon. I'm going to take a short break, and I shall return.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
And welcome back. This is Unity Without Compromise. I'm Dr. Steve Lee Tulip on the America Out Loud Network. This is a place where hopefully you can go to experience some truth, which is unbiased, which is sincere, and which is spoken with a heart for America. a heart for saving the America we once knew. I hope if you have not yet experienced it, please go to AmericaOutloud.news and check out the information that we have there for you so that you can be enlightened. Because if there is no knowledge, then how can you rightly respond? If there is no focus on what is essential to saving America, then however can we hope to save our country? We were once a nation under God. We are no longer. We have betrayed our God in so many ways. We have fallen away, but we seek to restore what we had. And I firmly believe there is a silent but ever awakening majority who recognize perhaps that we have a job to do if we wish to continue living our life as free Americans. But I suspect that even though our first job is to expose the evil, our second job must also be to correct the evil. And that means attacking the evil, attacking the enemies who bring us the evil every day. And we are frankly failing at that, in my opinion. We're doing a tremendously poor job in bringing any justice back to America. And there's a lot of reasons for that, and I might share a couple of them with you, but let's recognize that the silencing of the lambs, and I'm talking about the sheep who are not following the good shepherd, but who are following the farmer who is leading us to the butcher shop. And we tend not to stand up so well for our country because if you do, well, look what's going to happen to you, right? You will rot in the DC gulags. If you protest against your corrupt government, and we have a severely corrupt government right now, well, the FBI is going to track you down. And they've got some helpers. The Department of Justice, the CIA, obviously is definitely involved in domestic affairs, so you can count on them coming after you possibly. And if not them, what about the weaponized IRS, literally weaponized, and the Department of Homeland Security, which is welcoming all of our worst enemies into our country so that they can embed here by the millions? Who knows what will happen? Expose the lies and expose the propaganda that our government feeds us every day, and you get this feeling that they're watching you and that it's just a matter of time before they will take you down. All the while, they're accusing you of exactly what they are doing to us. And because of our fear that we might say the wrong thing that might cause the FBI to come knocking at our door, we say absolutely nothing. And we do even less, absolutely nothing. We see right now that the January 6th associated persecution is escalating. They are looking for more people because, well, why? They want us to have in our face an ongoing reminder that American citizens must never dare to petition their government for a redress of grievances by peaceable assembly. That's why. No, your words, however true, they will condemn you. And that's what they want you to believe. And so we tuck our tails and we go frail in the spine. Our testosterone level has dropped to minimal, undetectable levels oftentimes. We have become a nation of cowards. This is no longer a land of the free and a home of the brave because we simply refuse to fight for it. And sadly for the left, however, there are some things going in our favor. President Trump's January 6th trial could start now after the election. Now, that's a good thing. We're going to hear oral arguments for this case, which is slated to begin on April 22nd. And then we can expect a SCOTUS ruling on that, perhaps sometime in June or July. And of course, by the time we get through this extremely slow system of justice or injustice, as it usually turns out to be, you know, time is going to pass. And we are probably looking at President Trump's trial regarding to the January 6th fake insurrection to take place after the election. So that's a good thing, maybe. But, okay, even though the Dems' lawfare plan seems to be, frankly, failing miserably, what does that mean? Well, it means that it doesn't mean a ballot box showdown. Does that mean that they are going to have to fight us at the ballot box? Well, I don't think so, because there is absolutely no way on God's green earth that they can win this election fairly. And they know that, and we know that. They cannot win a fair election. Therefore, use your imagination as to what we can expect from now until Election Day. What can we expect from this criminal government dictatorship? Well, one way or another, they must sabotage the election. And that is taking place. They are putting every foot forward in that direction. And you can bet they are planning it out to the every last detail. They have that insurance policy that they initially had should Donald Trump become president, as they said in 2016. What's on the table? Use your imagination. Assassination, voter fraud like we've never seen before. You know, we still have the electronic voting systems in place. We know who controls that. And if not that, well, they can introduce martial law, perhaps brought about by a government-sponsored war with the millions of armed illegal terrorists in our country. They can find an excuse. They will absolutely come up with something. And since we are good at complaining but otherwise doing nothing, what is their chance of success in overthrowing a fair election? I think it's pretty high. And that's very concerning to me. Which leads me to ask another question. Is being informed, I mean, informed on all of the things that are coming out based on all of this damning evidence against a domestic enemy, the Democrat Party, the Uniparty, including the rhinos who daily betray us, is it enough to be informed? In other words, with me coming to this mic periodically, or anyone else, you know, all the big people who are pouring their heart and soul into informing you, saying, look at this, look at all that they have done to us. Is that information going to be enough to change the outcome of America's future? Well, no, it is not. It simply will not do. Because we've been informed out the yin-yang, and we have done nothing. We have accomplished nothing. They continue their attack on America. Everything is going from bad to worse. And what's the end game? Well, the end game is the total collapse of America. And that's not far away without some kind of intervention. And what might that be? Well, your guess is as good as mine. But I can tell you this, it's going to take some kind of action of the people, by the people, for the people. And that is the big unknown for us. Will we come through? You see, the big word on the table today is unrestricted warfare. They are convincing us, you know, just by this concept, unrestricted warfare, anything goes. And then they point to the electronics, they point to all of the deception, they point to a digital currency whereby they can control us. They point to things like TikTok, where they are influencing our brains. The World Economic Forum is against us. They are telling us we're hackable animals. We have no say in our future. And they want us to believe all this nonsense. And they have us actually believing that this battle is all in our minds, and it is of control of our minds, and they think they can control us with that. And I believe this is a false premise. I think they want us to believe that because they don't want us to think of any other ways to stop them. And if we don't think of any other ways to stop them, as in whatever it takes to stop them, then their premise, even though it's a false one, that the battle is just in our minds, it's a lethal one. Because if they can persuade us that this battle is simply in our minds, they can manipulate us all day long. And we can bounce back with retorts of exposing all of their criminality, all of their fraud and deceit, their lies, all of their underhanded actions. But if we do nothing, then this unrestricted warfare is going to win out. So what do we do? What's going to happen? Well, we shall find out soon, very soon. Meanwhile, I would strongly suggest, please, if you are at all so inclined, pray to God. Keep on praying. And secondly, do what you can and realize that you can do much more than you think. Remember that a righteous God still also acts behind the curtain, and he answers prayer. The most important thing that we as a people can do right now is to not believe the lie. Now, we failed miserably in the lie of the COVID pandemic. Okay, we failed miserably, but let's learn from it. We can only think rightly and clearly if we are willing to face the inconvenient truth that now stares us in the face. And that inconvenient truth is that we have enemies within our government, and they are against us. They are attacking us. They have a plan to take away our freedom and enslave us and kill us. That's the inconvenient truth. But as I said, remember, God is still alive. This is still our Father's world, and we can influence God through prayer. And we can also choose to do the right thing. If we don't believe the lie, then we will think clearly. If we are willing to face the inconvenient truth, then maybe we can do something about it. We have to become free thinkers. We have to maintain the liberty of our minds. This term free thinker, by the way, is a term that actually was defined by arguably the greatest novelist who ever was. He wrote War and Peace. He said, "Free thinkers are those who are willing to use their minds without prejudice and without fearing to understand things that clash with their own custom privileges or beliefs. This state of mind is not common, but it is essential for right thinking." Leo Tolstoy. But I would take it a step further. Free thinking actually comes from God. Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8:31-32. And that right there is the conclusion of the whole matter. When you know the truth, I mean really know the truth, then you are going to act accordingly. You're going to do the right thing, whatever that truth calls for. And that is what delivers to us God's gift of freedom. You have been listening to Unity Without Compromise on America Out Loud Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Steve LaTulip. Adieu.